and welcome to the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Hope Webb. In this week's episode, the man in charge of the Oil and Gas Authority talks to us about his vision for the future of the industry. We discuss further calls for incentives from the UK government to drill new wells in the North Sea. We look at the official launch of the Oil and Gas Innovation Centre in Aberdeen. And finally, we talk about Danny Alexander warning petrol companies and supermarkets to pass on price cuts to motorists. First up is National Skills Week, with dozens of events being held in Aberdeen and across the country. This sees the start of a drive to get more young people to think about a career in the oil and gas industry. It's being organised by Opito, and Joe Odberg caught up with Managing Director John McDonald to talk about the week and beyond.
This is a thriving industry. Yes, it goes through cycles, but let's remember this industry will be here for a long time, and new technology that's arriving will actually make the extraction of oil and the cost of that extraction cheaper too. This is something that will be here for many years to come. And it's not just about oil and the hard hats and being offshore. There are jobs here for lawyers, for accountants, for people in hospitality, a full range. I think people would find the range of jobs that are available quite surprising indeed.
And just tell us a little bit about some of the events then that are happening in Aberdeen this week.
Okay, well, one of the key things that's happening today is that we're launching Navigator, which is our skills online portal. Basically, if you want to find out about oil and gas, you have to look in many, many different websites. So what we've done is Opito has worked with its industry partners and trade associations to bring all of this under one portal where people can go as a school leaver, as a college graduate, whatever, and find the information that they need that would help guide them within the industry. Other events that are on, we've got Doors Open Day. We've got a number of companies across the UK opening their doors to people. We still have some spaces if people want to sign up, and they can do that at our website. And the other thing that's happening this week is we have the 15th anniversary of the Opito and ECITB apprenticeship scheme, which is the gold standard within the industry, and we're bringing 200 apprentices together on Wednesday within Aberdeen to celebrate that.
Getting more women and young people into the industry was the focus of this year's event, so we spoke to Kelsey Blade from Shetland. She's just started an apprenticeship in oil and gas. She spoke to us about the gap between the number of men and women in the sector and said despite the difference, it's easy to adapt.
There's 74 in our year, and out of that there's 10 girls. So it can be quite male-dominated a lot of the time, but you soon get used to it. It was difficult to start with, but now that we're into it, it's just you're used to it.
She also told us that she believes apprenticeships are a great step into the industry.
It's definitely something that gets you into the industry to just go for it. It's easy enough to get through if you come from school because it's just more learning for you. So it's good to get into it. It's a nice step to get you in the door.
In other news, it's been claimed this week that the government's giving £750 million in tax breaks to North Sea oil and gas firms annually, despite a pledge 5 years ago to end subsidies. The Overseas Development Institute and Oil Change International have said more than £400 million is being spent by the UK exploring for fossil fuels overseas. Some investment comes from the Royal Bank of Scotland, which is 80% government-owned. There have been calls for more incentives from the UK government to drill new wells in the North Sea. A large number of exploration licences were handed out in the round this week, but that only included a handful of wells. It came as the sector continues to struggle with high operating costs and the low price of oil. Joe Odberg spoke to Una Wengren from Oil and Gas UK.
Can you first of all explain to our listeners then what a licensing round is? How does this work?
Well, before anyone can drill in the North Sea, they have to apply to the government for what's known as a licence or a block in order that they can shoot seismic and then drill wells. That's done approximately every 2 years, and we are now on the 28th round, which was the one announced just yesterday.
And how does it look? How does it compare with other licensing rounds?
I think if there's an area of concern from my perspective, it's the fact that we've only got 5 firm wells and 4 contingent wells that will be drilled, so a total of 9 wells that have been committed, along with 2D and 3D seismic that people will acquire. If we compare that to the previous round, where 167 production licences were awarded, in total there were some 23 firm and contingent wells. And at a time when the basin really needs to be revitalised, what we're looking for is for companies to interpret the seismic data and go on and drill wells. And the more of that we have, the better it is for the industry, because if we have successful wells, then we've got successful projects for the future.
These are snapping up these licences, but with really no prospect of looking for oil there.
Well, I think they are looking for oil, but they're doing it at the kind of basic level of acquiring and interpreting seismic. And this may be a message to government that we actually need a fiscal incentive to make this basin globally competitive. At the moment, people aren't willing to spend the big bucks in order to drill the wells.
The International Energy Agency has said that significant political actions and investments is needed in order to secure the safety of global energy supplies. The latest World Energy Outlook reported that there is a major concern over growing conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine, which could limit supply. Estimates suggest that energy demand will rise to 37% by 2040. Next up this week, oil giant BP launched a cost reduction exercise in the North Sea in line with rivals like Shell and Chevron, who've already cut hundreds of jobs. The firm said that rising costs and toughening market conditions were to blame for the restructuring move. This week also saw the launch of the Oil and Gas Innovation Centre that will reach out to small to medium-sized businesses and support new innovation in the sector. The company also aims to connect more than 2,000 oil and gas operators with 12 Scottish universities to share materials. Jo Odbur caught up with the Chief Executive Ian Phillips to talk about the company's plans.
First of all, can you just tell us how important it is for innovation to come forward in the oil and gas industry at the moment?
So innovation has been very important to the oil and gas industry for many, many years. But what the thinking behind OGIC is that there was a gap identified in the market. There was support for those small to medium-sized companies that had grown up usually on one idea and now needed to expand their wings somewhat. In principle, if you looked at the landscape, you'd say, oh, there was lots of opportunities, but the truth of the matter is the landscape, the funding landscape, the support landscape is just hugely confusing. So what a series of workshops about a year ago identified was that there was a big gap and a big need for these so-called SME companies to be supported by a one-stop shop. So that's what we've set out to build.
And has there been anything less in the past, this support for basically all companies to come forward with?
There have been a lot of different attempts, absolutely. But I don't think there's been an organisation explicitly focused in this way on the small to medium-sized companies.
How important do you think it will be then in the coming years to develop some of the inventions people have made and to make new ones?
Well, the acid test for our success will be, does that actually happen? So companies actually doing something innovative and then going on and delivering that to the marketplace.
There was a new gas discovery by Centrica Energy in the southern North Sea this week. The area is 150 kilometres east of Teesside. The find came after tests on the Pegasus West discovery showed a flow rate of more than 90 million standard cubic feet of gas per day. And finally, Danny Alexander warned petrol companies and supermarkets that they have to pass on price cuts to motorists. Since June, oil has fallen by $27 a barrel. However, the average forecourt prices have dropped by just 6.75p a litre. Oil firms denied that the falling price of crude in recent months hasn't been reflected at the pumps. Danny Alexander was in town to make a speech on the recent appointment of the chief executive of the new Oil and Gas Authority, and we managed to ask him a couple of questions. Firstly, I asked him if he thought the oil and gas companies were being dishonest about the cost of oil.
I think that what I'm talking about today on oil prices is not the oil prices that is a global market which the oil companies are part of. This is about how those prices then get passed through by fuel retailers to the consumer filling up their car with petrol and diesel. And my message is that we have seen some of the big falls in crude oil prices passed on to motorists, but not all of it yet. And I want to put pressure on those retailers to make sure that does get passed on, because as a Highland MP, I know how important the price of diesel and petrol is to the cost of living. For a lot of us, a car is a necessity, it's not a luxury, and therefore we have to make sure those price cuts get passed on at the pump. That's the pressure that I'm putting on those companies today. I'm delighted to see that some have already responded during the course of the morning with penny reductions at the pump price, and I hope we'll see more to come in the weeks ahead.
We also questioned if he was really getting to the roots of the problem. Should he be trying to change fuel duty instead, rather than attacking the energy companies?
This government has been attacking fuel duty like no government has for many years, and in the teeth of some very, very difficult economic conditions for the country. We cut fuel duty, we abolished the escalator put in place by the previous Labour government. The price at the pump by the end of this parliament will be 20 pence a litre less than it would have been if we just left in place the policies of the previous government. That's over £20 billion of money that's been put by the taxpayer into ensuring that the price and the duty on fuel at the pump is fairer. I think alongside that, though, we do need the petrol retailers to do their bit too. We see the crude oil price fall, as it has dramatically over the last few months. That also needs to be passed on, because this is something which makes a huge difference to thousands of people in my constituency, to millions of people across the rest of the United Kingdom. And that's why I'm so serious about putting pressure on these companies.
Finally, we asked him if the public would see further reform of tax for oil firms.
We're engaged in a review of the tax regime for the North Sea right at this very moment. Of course, we've put in place significant new tax breaks over the last 3 or 4 years. The tax relief on decommissioning, the specific field allowances that have enabled some multi-billion pound investments to go forward. But at the autumn statement, I'll be setting out in more detail precisely how we're going to shape the North Sea tax regime in future. And I can be clear that that is a move towards a lower tax burden in the North Sea. It's only with a lower tax burden that we can make sure that we have the right incentives, the maximum investment, the maximum job creation here in Aberdeen and around Scotland to make sure that we get the absolute best out of this industry that we possibly can.
And don't forget, for all the latest news from the energy sector, you can tune into our special North Sounds Energy Bulletins, which are on every weekday morning during Greg's Eat at Breakfast and the Robin Galloway Breakfast Show. But that's it for this week. This has been the North Sounds Energy Week podcast, and I'm Hope Webb.